The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yeah, you don't know, son. You don't know what the square root of 5,300 is. Welcome to the Frank Sontag Show. If you just recently have tuned in and you're used to hearing my son sounding like he's five, that was the one audio clip we got a few weeks ago when he popped by the station with my wife. And he is, Lord willing, soon to be 13. And he's a little more than 5'7 now and going about 145. So he's no longer the little boy that you hear sometimes. Welcome to the broadcast. We do love our sons. And I've tried to be very careful, at least in my experience of things, about the whole Hunter Biden issue. And I've seen commentaries recently that say this is no longer about Hunter Biden, it's about Joe Biden. And I tend to fall into that category. Now, if you don't know what happened, I actually didn't know. I tend to abstain from mainstream keeping up to date on what happens over the weekend. I spent a lot of quiet time and prayer time and read the word, etc. But I did not know this story until I came to work today. Evidently, sometime last night, China released videos of Hunter Biden smoking crack and, well, doing some things we can't talk about with underage girls. Or at least one in particular. It was released by the television channel GTV. It's a Chinese channel in Mandarin. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but I think it's important. They also announced they're going to be releasing more videos. This is what's scrolled at the end of the video. Quote, "We apologize if this photo has caused you any serious discomfort, but it is for the sake of justice that we, the new federal state of China, have made this picture public." It's a picture of Hunter Biden allegedly smoking crack cocaine. "Because the friends of the communists are our enemies. They take advantage of all those Western politicians, celebrities, and their families who are greedy for Chinese wealth and threaten them by getting hold of and recording their sex and drug videos, forcing them to sell out their countries and people and even their own national security in order to cooperate with the Chinese," end quote. Now, that's the story. Do I believe it? Seems to me the laptop is real. You've got people coming forward to corroborate. But here's a story in relation to that happening last night that I find interesting. Searches for, quote, "Can I change my vote," end quote, surged on Sunday evening following the bombshell sex tape and email leaks from Hunter Biden's laptop, including in the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania. While Google Trends does not provide the exact number of searches, they index them on a scale of 1 to 100 based on the number of searches above the average. While looking at interest by region, Utah, Idaho, and Pennsylvania had the most searches, respectively, followed by New Mexico, Michigan, Arizona, Missouri, Nevada, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Searches for Hunter Biden China surged at the same time. Interest in people changing their votes surged just before 11 p.m. as the laptop contents began to go viral, which, as I said, include tapes and illicit photos and him allegedly using drugs. There are also emails that appear to point to the corruption with his father, Joe Biden. We've talked about that. In an effort by Hunter to avoid having to register as a foreign agent for his dealings with China. Searches about changing votes also surged. And I know what this is reported all over the mainstream media, right? Right. Searches about changing votes also surged following the final debate when Joe Biden said he would seek to eliminate the oil industry if he became president. Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, and Mississippi do allow voters to change their votes after early voting. I didn't know that. And there's more to the story, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that one. But my goodness gracious. And denials, right? Or I'm fascinated by the position. Even though you've got the National Director of Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, on record as saying that the whole Russia thing is nonsense. But all that being said, maybe we can spend the impact segment with this. I'm not going to say I'm fascinated, but I'm really appalled by those that say, well, they're both bad. Or you hear the lesser of two evils. To relativize like somehow they're both equally bad, which is mind-blowing when you really do the work and you recognize much of their positions and their platforms couldn't be more opposite. And so what? We justify? Well, I'm Christian. I don't care about necessarily their platforms. Both these men are flawed. Well, yeah, no kidding. Name one that hasn't been, man, male or female. But on the positions of platforms, it's just amazing that so many may not necessarily be honest with themselves. We took a call last week. I've gotten permission from her to play this audio clip that I'm about to share with you. This woman called the program and said this.
I have a great testimony to share. Our pastor challenged us about 8 months ago to pray for someone that we can't stand, for someone that we hate. And I'm ashamed to admit it, and I hate the strong word, but the only person that could come to my mind was Donald Trump. And I tell you, I fasted and I prayed and I hated every minute of it. And my pastor said, you don't have to like it. Just do it because it's the right thing to do. And after I did that, I fasted and prayed for 3 days. The Lord started revealing the truth to me. He started showing me all of the good things. And I saw that he had given more jobs to Black Americans. He's combating child sex trafficking, all of the great things that he's done. And as a person, I just cringe when he talked, and I just more and more pray, God, reveal your truth, reveal your truth. And he kept repeating to me, policy versus personality, policy over personality, policy over personality. So he kept repeating that to me, and I was a never-Trumper. I cried ugly tears when he won. I mean, for days. And the Lord changed my heart. He revealed the truth to me of what was going on. And specifically, when President Trump mentioned hydroxychloroquine, that was it for me. I knew if you could falsify prestigious medical journals because you hated the president so much, if the hate and vitriol gets in the way of saving lives, and that's exactly what happened. The minute he mentioned hydroxychloroquine, and it's forbidden. You can't have it. And it's because it was political. And when they politicized healthcare and all these people are dying that do not have to die, it completely changed my heart towards him. And I will be voting for Donald Trump.
So, again, some of you may say, well, they're both the same. They're both flawed, lesser of two evils. I challenge that position. I believe, with respect, that's a cop-out. That's too easy. You know, I vote third party and no chance of winning whatsoever, but I need to vote my conscience so I can sleep at night. No, I'm sorry. I'm not of that mindset. I would like to lovingly challenge you. 888-528-2557. The caller made reference to hydroxychloroquine. You may or may not know, Joe Biden over the weekend attacked Dr. Scott Atlas. He's a graduate of the University of Chicago School of Medicine, former chief of neuroradiology at Stanford University Medical Center, and Biden kind of quipped that no one listens to that idea. No one even believes any of that stuff. See, that's what they do. That's what the left does. They only listen to their own narrative. And if you don't think this guy's going to shut down the country, you vote for him because he's the lesser of two evils, and I can't vote for that man Trump. He's arrogant. He's brash. Okay. You vote for Joe Biden, and if he wins, wait till you see what we have on tap here. And for those that say, well, God's in control, God's going to be in control, no doubt, with either one. But if you think somehow that negates your responsibility to inform yourself and vote, not from an emotional position, but as the listener said, from a position of platform or policy, shut down the economy? Joe Biden is clear that's what he wants to do. He listens only to the pro-lockdown crowd. By the way, in terms of nobody else agreeing with Scott Atlas's perspective, tell that to the 11,000, more than 11,000 epidemiologists and scientists from Harvard, Stanford, and Oxford who say, yes, Scott Atlas knows what he's talking about. Wake up today. The market's down. Cases are up. What did Joe Biden say in the debate? It's going to be a dark winter. These people thrive on fear. And honestly, if you profess to be a Christian, I'd love to take your call. I'll be restrained. I'll be respectful. I have no need to get into some argument, but how can you be a Christian and vote for this man? I really want to hear your logic. 888-528-2557. And you may say, well, I'm not going to vote. Well, 40 million self-identified Christians did not vote in the first go-round in 2016. It's amazing to me. Like the caller sharing that kind of testimony. How many of us have said, okay, we really want to take a look at our own sin in our life and ask God to convict us? And then by the power of the Holy Spirit, when we are convicted, we realize, I loved what she said. She said she cried ugly tears, right? That's her own will leaving her body. And again, I'm not sitting here and saying Donald Trump's a saint. Oh my goodness, far from it. Interestingly enough, he did an interview recently and finally said, rarely does he speak to faith, he says he's non-denominational Christian. And you may go, I can't stand this guy. Isn't that on you? Aren't your feelings about you? Aren't your emotions about you? Isn't your subjective interpretation about you? And what level of self-responsibility do we want to take? I know it's not popular. And I know giving many people the benefit of the doubt, if you only listen, watch, or read the mainstream media, I get it. That's all you read and hear. This man is the single reason why everything is bad. There's nothing redeemable about anything going on in our country. The last 4 years have been nothing but pure HE double toothpicks. By the way, we have open lines, 888-528-2557. Be patient. We'll get to you when we can. But I do want to have a conversation because we're 8 days away. And it's interesting to me and somewhat fascinating. The emails I get or from the people that disagree with me, call the program. Say if you're unable to, and maybe it's a little intimidating, I get that. I promise you, I won't bite. I'm not going to make you out to be a bad person. I just think sometimes we have to be called out on things. Later in the hour, I'm going to read a commentary from a woman. I follow Catherine Seegers on her blog site. She writes, "Is voting for Trump the lesser of two evils?" Very thought-provoking piece that she puts forth. And by the way, she was a woman that hated Trump. Couldn't stand his policies. Like, of the 17 in 2016, he's the one? He's the last one she said she was going to vote for. 888-528-2557. I don't understand this call, but I would like to understand. Kevin in Los Angeles. Kevin, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to comment on your impact statement in that I, you know, don't have an issue with Nicole, I believe that's her name, saying, you know, that, you know, this is who she's for, or this is her conviction, you know, that she's for Donald Trump. I think I have a problem with just as a Christian and believer that she says she fasted for 3 days and that she believes the Holy Spirit revealed to her to vote for Donald Trump and what he's done for blacks and all of this. And then you went on to say, how could you be a Christian and vote for basically Joe Biden?
Yes. So how can you? I'd like to hear.
My thing is that, okay, so I don't mind her. Like I said,
no, I don't want you to critique a caller that's not here. I want to just hear your logic, your view, so and I'll honor and respect your view.
Okay. My belief is that for anybody that's saying that they're fasting and praying and the Holy Spirit revealed that Donald Trump is the person, I just question their understanding of biblical principles.
Again, you're talking about her. She's not here. Talk about you.
I'm responding to that, meaning that I believe it's a discombobulated theological presupposition of the biblical exegesis.
Fancy schmancy.
So in other words, it's like you can't say that. I mean, I don't know exactly where she stands biblically or even her knowledge of the Bible. You know what I mean?
Let me ask. Hold on. Time out. Let me ask. I don't want to be combative here. So you're questioning what she said. So let me ask you.
In light of Scripture.
Hold on. So in light of your interpretation of Scripture, whatever that means, does the Holy Spirit not have the power to convict?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
The Bible says no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for it is written by holy men of old as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So you don't get to have your own private interpretation of the Scripture. There's one interpretation. There's several applications.
I don't know what that has to do with you agreeing that the power of the Holy Spirit can convict people. But you're saying somehow what?
The Holy Spirit can convict people, but for the power of the Holy Spirit to say, yes, vote for Donald Trump and what he did for black people and all this stuff, that's where I'm totally dismissed with. I mean, I don't mind her saying that this is her conviction and this is who she's for and this is who she's voting for. That's great. But when she's putting this on the Holy Spirit and, it's just a question of her understanding of the Scripture.
Yeah, okay. So according to your understanding of the Scripture, what has the Holy Spirit convicted of you of lately?
Okay, the Holy Spirit convicts everybody.
No, you specifically.
It's not so much about me.
I'm asking you about you.
I will say this. I don't believe that
you can, the question.
As a believer, look into the perfect law of liberty. Look into the Scripture.
If you're studying the scriptures
contextually, pretext plus the focus text plus the post text plus the situation equals the context. I don't understand how you can come away with that you're voting for Donald Trump.
Okay, get off that. You've made that point.
He has proven himself to be a liar.
Who's a liar?
Donald Trump? Donald Trump, yes.
Is Joe Biden a liar?
He's proven himself to be a liar.
We both understand they've lied. Okay. I'll ask again. One more time. Hold on. I'll ask one more time so I'll at least have a clear conscience. What has the Holy Spirit convicted you of in your life? You specifically.
I'm a sinner.
Name one thing. Name one thing.
I am not perfect. I'm guilty of everything.
Name one. One thing.
Hold up. I'm a sinner.
Name one sin. Name one sin he has convicted you of.
I'm talking about what you said.
Okay, thank you. You don't want to answer. It's what I said, what she said. Look, here's one for me. If someone was to say, Frank, what has the Holy Spirit convicted you of lately? My gosh, that's a powerful question. He's convicted me that I don't understand the Bible well enough. That as I read the Bible, I'm not sure I understand certain things. I'm not even certain that my positions on faith and theology and hermeneutics are based on my understanding of the early church. I don't even know about the early church. So there, that's what the Holy Spirit's convicted me of lately. I ask you, and you want to give us a bunch of whatever about somebody else, what couldn't have happened there because according to your view of the way the Bible works, or it's impossible, and Donald Trump's a liar, and I said, it's easy to just duck the question. Actually, I don't think it is. I think it's very telling that you refuse to answer the question. Rosalind in La Mesa. Rosalind, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Yes, I just called to say that I am Republican, and I am voting to reelect President Trump and Mike Pence.
Okay. You didn't need to share that. Thanks for sharing that. Ken in Redlands. Ken, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Yes. I just wanted to make a comment. Like, I know somebody that they're kind of busy and they don't want to. They think, well, I'm not going to vote for anybody. And I'm thinking, you know, I want to get back to them because I want to convince them that, you know, whether you vote or you don't vote, you're still voting. You can't just not vote because you're going to. If you don't vote, okay, if you vote, you're going to choose somebody. But if you don't vote, you're going to leave the space for somebody else to. You have to tip the scales of somebody winning or not. You can't just stay on a fence here. You're going to make a difference whether you vote or not, is basically my point.
Okay. Thank you for making that point. I appreciate it. 888-528-2557. When we come back, what I'd like to do, and those of you that are on hold, be patient. We'll try to get to you. I want to do a reset and play the audio of the caller again and just ask you, if it is too triggering for you, like our first caller, try not to think of the text of what she's saying versus the symbology behind it. And let me set the context, and then we'll come back, and I'd love to hear your comments. Again, to me, what she shared was powerful. But she could have shared that about anything that she was convicted of in her life. That I have a tendency to always be right. I have a tendency to whatever it is. And then you hear that the pastor saying, at least in the challenge was someone you hate, fast and pray for 3 days and see what happens. And she said she was convicted. Have you ever fasted and prayed for 3 days about anything? And maybe I can ask, the last time you believe the Holy Spirit convicted you in something that was your own sin? I'd love to hear. And the naysayers, oh, that's impossible. That's not theologically correct. I listened to and watched a video recently with Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man, Francis Chans, and K.P. Yohanan, about their view of Scripture and certain things. And not only did I feel led, sensed a prompting to watch, there was a hunger inside me and a realization. And I'm trying to track what they're talking about. If you've listened to Hank Hanegraaff at all, the man is brilliant and has an ability to articulate very well. I found myself just trying to keep up with what they were talking about. Like, I don't know any of this or most of it. It's pretty convicting. And yet I profess to have faith in Christ and the Bible as the Word of God. 888-528-2557. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. 888-528-2557 are the numbers to call into the radio program. We are 8 days away from the elections, and maybe you are one or one that has heard, either spoken or a friend has said, I the lesser of two evils when we're looking at these two candidates, or they're both the same. Somehow they're both equally bad is the insinuation. I actually find that position, well, I don't see how you can come to that conclusion if you really do some of the homework. Their platforms couldn't be any different, completely different. And yet you're just going to go, well, I'm not sure. Or it's all going to be good no matter who gets elected. I challenge that. I'd love to hear from you if that's your position. 888-528-2557. And what about being convicted? Whether it's literally what we're about to hear or just maybe another issue where you've decided there are some things about who you are and how you profess to be a Christian. You begin to ask God, show me your truth. That maybe in some ways you're sensing a prompting that maybe God wants you to go deeper with him. Have you ever been, by the power of the Holy Spirit, convicted of something? Now, I'll play the call that we took last week. We took a caller that said, no way, it's just ridiculous. God can't talk to anybody about politics or voting. Okay, whatever. Listen to this call. I think regardless of the literal ramifications of what she says, I think in a lot of ways it speaks to many of us. If we truly want to take a look at ourselves and go deeper with God.
I have a great testimony to share. Our pastor challenged us about 8 months ago to pray for someone that we can't stand, for someone that we hate. And I'm ashamed to admit it, and I hate the strong word, but the only person that could come to my mind was Donald Trump. And I tell you, I fasted and I prayed and I hated every minute of it. And my pastor said, you don't have to like it. Just do it because it's the right thing to do. And after I did that, I fasted and prayed for 3 days. The Lord started revealing the truth to me. He started showing me all of the good things. And I saw that he had given more jobs to Black Americans. He's combating child sex trafficking, all of the great things that he's done. And as a person, I just cringe when he talked, and I just more and more pray, God, reveal your truth, reveal your truth. And he kept repeating to me, policy versus personality, policy over personality, policy over personality. So he kept repeating that to me. And I was a never Trumper. I cried ugly tears when he won. I mean, for days. And the Lord changed my heart. He revealed the truth to me of what was going on. And specifically, when President Trump mentioned hydroxychloroquine, that was it for me. I knew if you could falsify prestigious medical journals because you hated the president so much, if the hate and vitriol gets in the way of saving lives, and that's exactly what happened. The minute he mentioned hydroxychloroquine, and it's forbidden. You can't have it. And it's because it was political. And when they politicized healthcare and all these people are dying that do not have to die, it completely changed my heart towards him. And I will be voting for Donald Trump.
So whether it's literally, as she shared, her heart was convicted to vote for Donald Trump, a man that she said she hated. If you hear the initial part of the challenge, it wasn't somehow politically based. It was her pastor saying, I want you to pray and fast about somebody you hate. Not somehow praying fast about the upcoming elections and are you going to vote the way God wants you to vote. That was nothing of what the test was or the challenge was. And yet, I think it speaks volumes to the world that we live in right now. I hear more times than I care to admit, literally and on social media. Both are bad. Both are equally bad. Where God's in control, we'll be fine under each one. It's a cop-out to me. Voting for one is a lesser of two evils. It's just a cop-out. Platforms are clear. Couldn't be more different. And yet, so what's the very reason or essence by which you vote? Because of the way you like somebody? Or their demeanor? And I know that, well, what about John Piper? Have you read his commentary lately? That's something we can unpack. I have nothing but the utmost respect for Pastor John Piper, but couldn't disagree with him more about his recent position. There is a lot at stake here. And I do know we hear this is the most important election every 4 years. It's a pretty important election. There's a lot that has changed. Censorship, socialism, anarchy. There's a lot that's happened. COVID. And yet I'm not going to vote because they're both bad. Very interesting. 888-528-2557. Chris in Los Angeles, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hello, Frank. Thanks for taking my call. Okay, I want you to let I listen to your show every day. Listen, I am Afro-American. I live in Los Angeles, California, and I'm voting for Donald Trump again as I did in 2016. And the reason I'm voting for Donald Trump is for the simple reason that Joe Biden is the one who wrote the crime bill that put Afro-Americans, Hispanics, and Mexicans in jail disproportionately. Joe Biden has been in office for 47 years. Donald Trump only been as president for 47 months. President Trump has helped more Afro-American, Hispanic, and Blacks than any other president. Plus, his economics. Plus, what he's done for the traditional Black colleges and universities. Plus, what he's done for our security, national security. Joe Biden is a liar. You say that they say that Trump is a liar. Joe Biden is a liar. And this is what I'd like to leave with you and your listener. For everybody who thinks that Donald Trump is terrible and everybody who thinks that Donald Trump is a liar, listen, I say this. If God chose Donald Trump, I believe that in my heart. He does not kill babies, okay? Democratic Party, okay, killing babies. If God could use Moses, who was a liar and a murderer, if he could use Paul, who crucified the saints at the stake, if he could use Peter, who denied him three times, and I could go on and on and on, then he could use David, who also put a man on the front line to be killed because he wanted to have sex with his wife and got her pregnant. Don't tell me about Donald Trump, okay? Donald Trump is the one who can turn this nation around. And I thank God for you taking my call today, Frank.
Chris, thank you for your call. I'm grateful for you as well. And thank you for giving us an accurate and clear bit of Bible study on how God has used many, many broken individuals for his purposes and his glory. Cheryl in Los Angeles. Cheryl, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Cheryl, are you there?
Do you hear me?
I can now. Yes, I can.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make this comment. I don't understand how people consider themselves Christians. They say that they hate a candidate that they don't even personally know. Then they say that, okay, I'm going to pray for guidance, when if you read your Bible, it pretty much tells you if someone is Christ-like, they're doing the right thing. The Democratic Party wants and is going going to allow on-table abortions, whereas you have a candidate that won't do that, and he's set things in motion that, you know, will help in the case of if a doctor tries to do this. Why would you need prayer to tell you anything different? Which is Christ-like, which one is not? All of the things that have been uncovered since Trump has been in office, like the child trafficking, the pedophilia, finding out that the Democratic Party was selling us out to China and all that. What else do you need, you know, to let you know that Trump is put in the place, he would be the right candidate? Yes, we only have one or the other. So if one is more Christ-like and the other one is more on your other side, you don't even need prayer for that. It's just right in your face. And I wanted to make a comment about the gentleman that was a machine. I find that even when I try to speak to people that are going to the Biden side, you can't get a word in edgewise. And it's like they just ramble and they talk, and it's like they don't want understanding and they don't want clarification as to why that would be a wrong decision. So my opinion is, I live in South Central. I'm voting for Trump this year. I voted for him in 2016. The Bible tells us to seek knowledge. Okay, fine. I don't just listen to your CNN. I don't just listen to CBS or CBS, NBS, NBC. You have to go out. You have to find sources that are telling you, other than what these main sources are telling you, what is going on in your world. So to me, today, the Christian, we're not the salt of the earth like we should be. We just go for anything. And I think it's sad, and for me as a Christian, I don't need to go into prayer, although I do go into prayer, but it's just night and day.
Yeah. Cheryl, let me interrupt. I apologize. Thank you. I'm way late for a break. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for talking about, if you truly do understand the realities of Scripture and policy positions, and you profess to be a follower of Christ, or I'm a Christian, again, it's night and day. Each candidate has a platform. Couldn't be more diametrically opposed. And I'll leave it at that. Cheryl, thank you for your powerful call. Is voting for Trump the lesser of two evils? We'll talk about that next here on the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Before we go back to calls, I don't know, part of me wonders what's going on in California over the weekend. Thousands of vehicles, Trump car rallies in SoCal, the beaches, Beverly Hills. It's pretty amazing to watch. And you see the size of crowds that are gathering as President Trump addresses the nation in different parts. And yet, I don't know if you caught Joe Biden's comments. He says, I'm not going to be part of a super spreader. So he's hiding again, but he does these little press conferences with a handful of people and wearing a mask. Recently, I went through a fast food place to get a burger. And I pulled up to the window, and I literally couldn't understand the kid. And I'm like, what's this about? And I pulled up, and he had a mask on. I couldn't understand anything he was saying as I made my order. And Joe Biden's addressing a handful of reporters with a mask on? Really? Is this signaling what is to come? He's talked about mandatory mask wearing. And obviously, if you read between the lines, economic shutdowns. The guy bashes Scott Atlas. Tens of thousands of medical experts, epidemiologists support his position. Biden gets asked and he just shakes his head, nobody. Nobody supports him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And yet, they're both the same. I don't know if I could vote for either one. They're both bad. Barry in Los Angeles. Barry, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Yes, yes. Can you hear me?
So far, so good. I can.
I'm an African American, and I didn't leave the Democrat Party. The Democratic Party left me. Black Americans have been miseducated by the public school systems and the universities for the last 100 years on what socialism and Marxism and communism really is. And the Republican Party has never made a case for what it is, not just to Black Americans, but to the entire nation. They're not even making the case today. And if Biden wins, the Republican Party will die, in my opinion. America will become a one-party state, and white conservative males will experience reverse racism on a level like that's unreal. And the radical leftist Democrats will make this country a socialist nation with the help of George Soros and Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi. They're the party of killing babies, more lockdowns, arresting people for violating social distancing rules and regulations, and locking, killing black-owned businesses, and so that the the big tech companies take over the economy, and that's exactly what's happening. And finally, Trump will win by a landslide. I believe Trump will win by a landslide, but he will still lose the election because of election fraud on the part of the Democrat Party. 80 million ballots, you heard the number, 80 million ballots. What are they for? Oh, they're to throw into the mix so that after November 3rd, so that those ballots will cause confusion among the electorate, among the people, among the nation. And as a result, either the Supreme Court will have to step in, or Nancy Pelosi will have to step in to clear up the confusion. And it will continue to escalate. Probably we won't know who won until maybe December or November. And the Supreme Court is not going to be much help because Justice Roberts, he's been compromised, and he's really a Democrat.
Barry, may I interrupt you?
I'm done.
No, don't go yet. I have a question for you. And I mean, no disrespect, whatever your answer is. Are you a Christian man?
Exactly. Yes, I am.
Can you speak to your faith as a Christian man as it applies to some of the things you've shared? Because, again, we've got a couple minutes. I want to stay with you in those two more minutes, because it seems like we have in the West this, again, this idea, well, they're both bad, or it's the lesser of two evils. And as a Christian man, I'm a Christian man, you're a Christian man. Part of me is like, is there a spirit of delusion going on here? What's going on here?
You're exactly right. There's a spirit of delusion, and the Bible talks about it. You can read it all throughout the New Testament where it talks about in the last days, there shall be apostasy, people departing from the faith, a spirit of delusion. And that's taking place as we speak, especially in this particular election. And churches, pastors, ignorant. I'm not putting pastors down. I attend church, and I believe that what the Bible tells us about church. But pastors are very ignorant, most of them, are very ignorant to what's going on in terms of the spiritual delusion that is taking place during this election. And one of the reasons why is because they don't dabble in politics. For the most part, they preach the word. They're committed to preaching the word of God. And when you go through the Bible, you don't see anything about the Republican Party or the Democratic Party.
Right.
So you have to really educate yourself, and pastors are not really doing that, so to speak. Some are, many are, but not enough are.
Barry, I appreciate your call. I wish somehow you and I could sit down for an hour and just kind of chop it out and talk more. Thank you for calling. God bless you. I hope someday I maybe get to meet you. No, you're welcome anytime. In terms of the comment about pastors, I recently sat down with a pastor who is a constitutionalist. He knows. He understands. And yet, when you go to seminary school, it's not like you sit down and you break down the Constitution. So I get that. But this is a critical time in the history of our country and the world, for that matter. I always welcome your comments. You're welcome to email me, call the program. We are on every afternoon. This is the Frank Sontag Show.